What does the thalamus do and how do psychedelics affect it? The thalamus is the central relay and filter of the brain. Almost every sense except smell passes through it on the way to the cortex, and it gates that flow, suppressing most signals so awareness is not overwhelmed. The influential corticostriato-thalamocortical CSTC model proposes that psychedelics, by activating 5-HT2A receptors, reduce the thalamus's filtering, letting a flood of unfiltered sensory and internal information reach the cortex, a sensory overload that could explain the vividness and strangeness of the trip, Vollenweider and Geyer. Human brain imaging supports it. LSD increased thalamic connectivity to the cortex, and a 5-HT2A blocker abolished the effect. Preller et al., 2018. We imagine perception as a window. The world pours in, and we see it. But the brain is not a window. It is an editor with a ruthless red pen. The vast majority of what strikes your senses never reaches consciousness at all. It is filtered, suppressed, and discarded before you ever know it was there. This is not a flaw. It is survival. A brain that attended to everything would drown. And the organ that does most of this editing, the bottleneck through which the streams of sensation must pass to become experience, is a structure most people have never heard of. Understand the thalamus, and you understand why the world you see is a carefully curated fraction of the world that is actually there. And what might happen if the curator loosened its grip? The switchboard at the center of the brain. Sit two walnuts side by side in the middle of your head, and you have the rough size and position of the thalamus. A pair of egg-shaped masses of gray matter, one in each hemisphere, perched atop the brainstem and buried beneath the cortex. Almost every road in the sensory brain runs through it. Vision, hearing, touch, taste, the body's sense of its own position. Each is routed first to a dedicated thalamic nucleus, which then projects up to the relevant patch of cortex. The single striking exception is smell, the one sense with a direct line to the cortex, a quirk of our evolutionary history. For everything else, the thalamus is the switchboard through which experience is connected. But calling it a switchboard undersells it, because a switchboard merely connects. The thalamus decides. The traffic between thalamus and cortex is not one way. For every fiber carrying sensation up from the thalamus, there are many more running back down from the cortex, tuning and adjusting what the thalamus lets through. This looping thalamocortical conversation is now widely regarded as central to consciousness itself. Dampen it, as general anesthesia does, and awareness switches off. The anesthetized brain is, in part, a brain whose thalamic gate has been forced shut. Crick's searchlight and the reticular veil. How does a relay become a gate? The key is a thin, net-like sheet of neurons that wraps around the thalamus like a shell, the thalamic reticular nucleus. It sends no fibers up to the cortex itself. Instead, it does something subtler. It inhibits the thalamus, and it does so selectively, turning down some channels while letting others through. It is functionally the hand on the dimmer switch of the senses. Francis Crick, the same restless mind who later became obsessed with the claustrum, saw the implication first. In a 1984 paper, he proposed the searchlight hypothesis, that this reticular sheet acts as the brain's attentional searchlight, sweeping across the thalamus to brighten whatever we attend to and leave the rest in shadow. Crick, 1984. Attention, in this view, is not something the cortex does to a fully formed picture of the world. It is the thalamic gate deciding which fragments of the world get to become a picture at all. The reason you can tune out a conversation at a loud party and then snap to attention at your own name is that a filter deep in your brain is, quite literally, adjusting what reaches you. 99% discarded. This filtering is relentless and mostly invisible. Neuroscientists study a sliver of it with a simple test called sensory gating. Play two identical clicks a fraction of a second apart, and a healthy brain suppresses its response to the second one. A measurable marker, the P50 of the brain, deciding a repeated, predictable signal is not worth passing on. It is a tiny window onto an enormous process. Of the flood of signals hitting your receptors every second, only a small fraction is judged relevant enough to forward toward awareness. The rest is gated out below the level of consciousness, so that the world you experience is smooth, stable, and manageable rather than a roaring chaos of raw data. Tellingly, this gate can break. In schizophrenia, sensory gating is measurably impaired. The brain fails to suppress the second click. And many researchers link this leaky filter to the flooding, the sensory overwhelm, and the difficulty separating signal from noise that can characterize the condition. The gate is not a metaphor, it is a real mechanism, and when it fails, experience itself changes. UTW psilocybin mushroom treats the model, loosening the filter. Which brings us to psychedelics. In the 1990s, the Swiss psychiatrist Franz Wollenweider and his colleague Mark Geyer proposed a framework that still anchors the field, the corticostriatothalamocortical CSTC model. Its logic is elegant. The thalamic gate is not freestanding. It is regulated by a loop that runs from the cortex to the striatum to the thalamus and back. In the normal state, this loop keeps the gate relatively tight, protecting the cortex from being overwhelmed. Psychedelics, the model proposes, throw a wrench into this loop. By stimulating 5-HT2A receptors in cortex and thalamus, they reduce the loop's ability to hold the gate shut, loosening thalamic filtering and allowing a surge of sensory and interoceptive information to pour up into the cortex. The result is a kind of sensory overload. The cortex, suddenly receiving signals it would normally never see, generates the flood of vivid perception, the blurring of inner and outer, and the cognitive strangeness that define the psychedelic state. The geometric patterns, the sense that ordinary objects are unbearably significant, the collapse of the usual boundary between self and world, all become, in this frame, symptoms of a gate thrown open, from theory to scanner. For years, the CSTC model was a compelling story in search of direct human evidence. Then Katrin Preller, working in Wollenweider's orbit with Yale's Alan Antikovich, put it to the test. In a rigorous study, 24 healthy volunteers received, on separate days, placebo, 100 micrograms of LSD, or LSD preceded by ketanserin, a drug that blocks the 5-HT2A receptor. Under LSD, the brain showed a characteristic reorganization, reduced connectivity among high-level associative regions, but increased connectivity in sensory and somatomotor areas, and increased connectivity of the thalamus to the cortex, exactly as the gate-opening model predicts, Preller et al., 2018. The clinching detail was ketanserin. When the 5-HT2A receptor was blocked beforehand, both the subjective trip and the thalamic connectivity changes vanished. The LSD brain looked like the placebo brain. And the whole brain map of where LSD acted matched the map of where the 5-HT2A receptor is expressed. A follow-up analysis of the same kind of data confirmed that LSD specifically altered the effective connectivity within the CSTC pathways the model had named, Preller et al., 2019. A 30-year-old theory about a gate deep in the brain had been photographed, and the receptor holding the key had been named. Join the OTW sacrament, the oldest prayer remembered, the gentle dissolving of the self into light held in ceremony by a master facilitator. Sit with our community first, a free, live weekly circle on Zoom. No commitment, simply a conversation, the gate and the self. What makes the thalamus more than a plumbing story is what its filtering protects, the ordinary, bounded, manageable self. The edited world, stable objects, a clear line between you and not you, a manageable trickle of the infinite data around you, is in part a construction of the gate. Loosen it, and it is not only extra colors that come through. It is a different relationship to reality. The sense that everything is present at once, that the boundary between inner and outer has thinned, that the self is no longer neatly separated from the world pressing in on it. This dovetails with the field's other big frameworks rather than competing with them. The entropic brain hypothesis describes the psychedelic state as higher entropy and less constrained. A loosened thalamic gate is one concrete way a brain becomes less constrained. The dissolving of the default mode network and the experience of ego dissolution describe what happens to the self when the flood arrives. The thalamus is simply the doorway, the specific physical place where the editing that keeps the everyday world orderly is, for a few hours, turned down. The honest cautions. The CSTC model is a leading framework, not a finished truth, and it is worth being precise about its limits. It is a model of the acute psychedelic state as the hours of the trip, and says little directly about the lasting therapeutic changes that unfold over weeks. It is also not the only game in town. The story of a psychedelic brain involves the default mode network, global connectivity, plasticity, and more. And the thalamus is one crucial node in a larger circuit, not a lone switch. The human imaging, while strong, comes from small samples of healthy volunteers, and connectivity measures are indirect windows onto what neurons are actually doing. And the open gate framing carries an obvious warning. A filter that discards 99% of incoming signal is not a bug to be proudly overridden. It is a hard-won adaptation that makes coherent experience possible. The same leaky gating that can feel like expanded awareness overlaps with the sensory overwhelm seen in psychosis. That a psychedelic loosens the thalamic filter is a reason for respect and caution, not a reason to assume more raw signal is simply more truth. The quiet organ that lets you see. We tend to credit the cortex, the wrinkled human-looking outer shell, with everything that makes us conscious. But the cortex is a chorus that cannot sing until the thalamus lets the music in. Every stable, ordinary moment of your day, the unremarkable solidity of the room, the fact that you are not overwhelmed by the seams of your own perception, is a quiet act of gating, performed by a structure you will never feel working. Psychedelics are, among other things, a way of briefly meeting that structure, of discovering by loosening it just how much of reality it holds back, and how strange and vast the world becomes when the gatekeeper for an afternoon stands aside. OOTW Journal is educational and does not provide medical advice. The CSTC model is a scientific framework, not a settled account, and much of the supporting imaging comes from small studies. Psychedelics are controlled substances, are not safe for everyone, including people with a personal or family history of psychosis or bipolar disorder, or those on serotonergic medications. And nothing here is a recommendation to use them.